What is going on? Thank you so much for joining the J Makwapa podcast. This is the fuel to your faith and the death to your doubt. I hope you enjoy this message. Let's get into it.
Public servant of the year. Oh, yes.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me once again right here at the J Makwapa podcast. I'm so happy you are here. If you keep listening to this podcast and you are faithful, guys, I want to give you guys an extra mercy. If it's your first time listening, I need to also give you an extra mercy. And you know what we do every single week? When I see people shout out the podcast and just let people know about it, I have to give you guys special podcasts because you're letting people know that you were listening to it. So here comes the personalized extra mercives. Immaculate, here is your extra mercives. Kabetswe, here is your extra mercives. Palisa Mpeka, here is your extra mercives. And Shumi Rachel Lepozi, here is your extra mercy, guys. Thank you so much for letting people know that you're listening to the podcast, guys. It is growing slowly but surely, and I'm believing that great things are happening in people's lives through the podcast. Thank you so much for supporting. I love you guys. With saying that, there isn't much else. I just want to say, if you're listening on Apple Podcast, if you're listening on YouTube, if you're listening on Spotify, if you're listening on Google Podcast, or on Instagram Live, welcome, guys. I'm believing that this episode is gonna be so good, so good. We're gonna get into it. This episode is called Remember the Snakes, okay? Sounds like a weird topic, but I believe that God is going to use this to bless your life. Let's get into the message. Let's pray. God, I come before you. Thank you so much for your love. I thank you so much for your goodness. I pray, God, that this message would touch people's lives. I pray, God, may we remember the snakes. My God, help us to understand this message and may it impact us and bring us closer to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray and we all said amen. Amen. Thank you so much again for being here. So we're going to jump right into it. We're going to get into the book of Numbers, chapter 20. Verse 4 to 9. Now, this is speaking about how God set his people free from Egypt. Now, they were going on the journey to the promised land. Now, there's so many stories that are speaking about what happened on their way to the promised land. God set them free from Egypt. Now, this is one story that happened on their way. In the process of God taking them to the promised land, this is one of the stories of what happened along the way. So again, let's get into it. Numbers 21 verse 49. It says, they traveled from Mount Hor along the route to the Red Sea to go to around Edom. But the people grew impatient on the way. They spoke against God and against Moses and said, why have you brought us out of Egypt to die in this wilderness? There's no bread, there's no water, and we detest this miserable food. Then the Lord sent venomous snakes among them. They bit the people and many Israelites died. The people came to Moses and said, we have sinned when we spoke against the Lord and against you. Pray that the Lord would take these snakes away from us. So Moses prayed for the people, and the Lord said to Moses, make a snake and put it up on a pole. Anyone who is bitten can look at it and live. So Moses made a bronze snake and put it on a pole. Then when anyone was bitten by a snake and looked at the bronze snake, they lived. There's a whole lot of snakes in this story. A whole lot of snakes in this story. But now, the Israelites are on their way, and the Bible says they grow impatient. Now, what happens often when we hear about the Israelites in many sermons, we go hard on the Israelites. We say these guys, they are ungrateful people. How could they always become so impatient with God and with what God was doing? Now, I want you to understand that you can relate so much to the Israelites, actually, and maybe we should be a little bit easier on the Israelites, because what you need to understand is the Israelites, they left Egypt. Egypt was all they knew. Egypt was where they grew up. Egypt was where all their work was in Egypt. All their careers were in Egypt. I know they were slaves, but everything they knew was in Egypt. And when God said he wanted to take them out of that place, they obeyed. They walked in obedience. They trusted God that God has something better for them. So they obeyed what God said and they left Egypt. Now you can be in the same place. Now, let me make it clearer to you. It's not so much a thing of they are just impatient people, but they walked in obedience, but they began to lose strength. Now, I know you can relate to that, that there are some times when you obey God, but you begin to lose strength on your journey. You know, it's sometimes like, you know, when you're in church and you're singing a worship song and your hands are up and everything is all good with your hands up and you're worshiping, you're singing songs. But as time goes on, it seems like the worship leader is enjoying themselves too much. You know, you're there, you're singing, your eyes are closed. And then it seems like the worship leader, you begin to look at the worship leader like, amen, 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 amen. And the worship leader's going on. And your hands, and you know what happens? Your hands get tired. Your hands get, it's a bit more heavy. And your hands were once here, but now they're getting here. And you want to worship. You came to church to worship God, but your power is going away. How many of you have been in a place that you have been obedient, that you have been praying, you've been seeking God? Let me tell you, this is a situation where you've been obedient, but you're not seeing any growth that comes from your obedience. This is a situation where you've been praying, but it seems like your prayers are not being answered. This is a situation where you are committed to God, but you're not seeing any fruit of your commitment. This is a situation where you are sacrificing, but you're not seeing any change. The Israelites were not just a group of people who were purely ungrateful, but they had walked in obedience, but their strength began to go away. You see, some of us have been through situations, and I know you've been through situations where God brings you into something, and it seems like what you are inside of is bringing the worst out of you. When we look at the Israelites, we are seeing a people who have stepped into situations and it is bringing the worst out of them. But when God takes you to a place that it is bringing the worst out of you, I want you to understand that He is putting you in that place because He wants it not to just bring the worst out of you, but God wants to keep the worst out of you. Look, when God puts you in a situation and you are seeing some bad words come out of your mouth, some bad thoughts come out of you, you know, bringing the worst out of you and making you lose strength and making you lose your temper and you're just changing sometimes. It's just bringing the worst out of you. Understand, God brings the worst out of you because He wants to keep the worst out of you. Understand, when God is involved in a thing, that He wants to bring out the worst out of you, but also to keep the worst out of you. And this is something that what God was doing with His people. He was bringing the worst out of them to keep the worst out of them. So what happens as they speak, as they lose strength, as they lose their temper and lose their patience? So it says in the book of Numbers 21 verse 5, it says, they spoke against God and they spoke against Moses. So when you lose your temper, when you lose strength, you'll find yourself speaking against God and saying, God, why? You'll find yourself even speaking against your leaders and look to your leaders and say, why, guys? Why are we on this journey? Why are we doing what we are doing? We are tired. It says, why have you brought us out of Egypt to die in this wilderness? It says, there's no bread and there's no water, and we detest this miserable food. So they say three things. Why did you bring us out of Egypt to die in this wilderness? Then they say, there's no food, there's no water here. And then they say, and we hate the food that we have. Now, I want us to break those three things down. Why do they say Egypt? Why did you say that? Why are they complaining about getting out of Egypt? Think about that. In Egypt, you were a slave. In Egypt, you didn't have rights. In Egypt, you were walking in injustice. Why do you want to go back to Egypt? Look, I want to speak to you and say the same thing. Why do you want to go back to the things in your past? Why do you want to go back to the things that hurt you? Why do you want to go back to the attitude you used to have? Why do you want to go back to that friend group that was causing you to make bad decisions? Hey, if God has set you free from something that made you a slave, don't go back to the slavery. If God has healed you from something that has hurt you, don't go back to the thing that has hurt you. We hear that many times, and I'm saying that to you. Don't look back at your past and think that something in your past is going to bless your future. Let me give you this truth today. There is nothing in your past that is going to boost and is going to promote what God has for you in your future. If it is in your past, keep it in your past. But these people are saying, we are thinking about our past, but why? Why is it that you will find yourself sometimes looking at your past and wanting to go back to it? Let me break it down for you, because many times we just hear, don't go back to the past. But why is it that we as people go back to our past? And it's because of the three P's that I'm going to give you today. There is the past, there is the promise, there is the process, and then there is the promise. There is the past, there is the process, and then there's the promise. God brings you out of your past and puts you into a promise. God took the Israelites out of Egypt, out of their past. past and put them into a process. Now, one thing about the process, it's going to be so uncomfortable for you. And sometimes you will underestimate how long the process is going to take for God to prepare you for the promise. The process is a place of preparation for the promise. And it is uncomfortable. Let me tell you one thing. When God is going to put you into a process to prepare you for the promise, it's going to be uncomfortable. And the other thing about it, it's going to take much longer than you think. Now, when you are in the process, you see, the Israelites were in a process. And when you're in the process, it's uncomfortable. Now, one thing that happens, because you were in the process, you can't see the promise because you're not there yet. And God does not give you the details about the promise. So you are in a place where you don't have any experience of the promise. You can't see the promise. Nothing in your eyes, and you can't even feel the promise. All you have is God's word. So, but what do you know in the process? While you're in the process, the only thing you are sure of is your past. And when you think back on your past, you remember good memories from your past. You remember the good things in your past. And another way of saying this with the Israelites was, the Israelites remembered the cakes, but they forgot the snakes of Egypt. Let me say that one more time. They remembered the cakes of Egypt, but they forgot the snakes of Egypt. In Exodus chapter 12, verse 39, speaking about the Israelites, it says, and they baked unleavened cakes. This is in the ESV. They baked unleavened cakes of dough that they had brought out of Egypt, for it was not leavened, because they were thrust out of Egypt and could not wait, nor had they prepared any provisions for themselves. The Bible is saying this. It says when God brought them out of their past, it says that they carried the dough. They carried the dough with them that they had in Egypt. What does that mean? When you have dough, when you have prepared dough, it means you have planned to cook, to bake something. When you have dough in your hands, it means there was a plan to bake something. But the Bible says that they could not bake it because they were thrust out of their past. God told them to leave the past, and it didn't meet their schedule. Listen, God is going to move you when it doesn't suit you. I want to say that again. God is going to move you when it doesn't suit you. And usually I want to tell you again today, listen to me. When God speaks to you, it's usually going to be in a time when you are not ready. God is usually going to speak to you and tell you to change things when you're not ready. I hear too many times people come to me and they say, look, I'm not yet ready to give all my life to God. I'm not yet ready to have a strong prayer life. I'm not yet ready to break up with my girlfriend. I'm not yet ready to break up with this guy, even though I know this relationship is not godly. I'm not yet ready. Listen, God moved the Israelites out of Egypt when they were not prepared. The Bible says that they had a dough. They were supposed to make a cake. They were supposed to make some things, and God said, leave that place now. I want to speak to your heart today, and I want to say there are some things that right now God is telling you, leave it right now. There are some relationships right now. It's not when you are ready, because usually when you wait for when you are ready, you are waiting too late. Listen to me today. Listen to me today. Listen to me today. Today, when you wait for when you are ready, it usually means you'll be waiting until it's too late. When you wait for a moment when you are ready to change, it usually means you'll be waiting until it is too late. And God wants you to move when you are not ready. Let me tell you that. God wants you to move when you are not ready. So the Bible says they had dough with them, and they baked cake. They had dough with them that they baked outside of Egypt. So the Bible is simply telling you that while they were in Egypt, they were having cakes. They were having cakes. Okay? They were eating cakes. Red velvet. I don't know if it was the extra immersive red velvet. I don't know if it was Black Forest. I don't know if it was tiramisu. Oh, Jesus. I felt the anointing on that one. Tiramisu. I don't know what they were eating, what type of cakes it was, but when they were in their process and they looked back on their past, they remembered the cakes of Egypt, but they forgot that Egypt was also a land of snakes. It was also a land of snakes. This is why, just for the sake of time, in Exodus chapter 4, chapter 4, verse 1 to 4, Exodus chapter 4, verse 1 to 4, the Bible tells a story when God called Moses, and Moses went to a burning bush, and God said, "Moses, what is in your hand?" Moses was carrying a staff, and God said, "Drop the staff." He said, "Put the staff on the floor." And what happened to the staff? It turned into what? It turned into a snake. And then Moses went with Aaron in chapter 7 of Exodus. Then he went before Moses, and Aaron threw down his staff, and the staff turned into a snake. And Pharaoh brought in what? He brought in his sorcerers. The sorcerers also had staffs, and they threw down their staffs, and they turned into a snake. They also did a magic trick. But what happened was Aaron's staff, the snake that Aaron turned from the staff into the snake, ate up those snakes and proved that God is the greater God. That's a whole other sermon, how God will use the language of the land that you are going to. God will call you to use the language of the people that he wants to impact. He will cause you to use the language, but that's a whole other sermon. But God used snakes, said, "Moses, I'm going to use your staff and turn it into a snake, because in Egypt, they understand snakes. Egypt is a place of snakes. Even if you look in history, when you look at the art of Egypt, they are always using snakes. Even when they worship their gods, there would always be snakes. That was a land of snakes. But when they were in the process, when God takes you out of your past and puts you in a process, when you look back on your past, you will often remember the cakes, but you will forget the snakes. You will remember the good times, but you'll forget the bad times. This is why people will leave toxic relationships. And once they've been healed, come on, a part of healing is forgetting. So when God has healed you from things in your past, often you will forget the snakes, you will forget the pain, and you'll remember the good times. And what will happen is you'll want to go back to your past. This is even something we experience with all the people in our country, in South Africa. There will be people, parents will be saying, "I remember the good old days. I remember how fun it was. I remember how life was easier." But it's because you've been healed from the pain of apartheid. Sometimes people will say the good old days were in the past, but you forget that you were walking in injustice. You didn't have rights. And people will be saying the past was better. It's because you're remembering the cakes, but you're forgetting the snakes. When you were in the process, when God brings you out of the past, you're in a process, and you look back, and all you see is the cakes, but you forget the snakes. You see, the past is not something you should be looking towards. God is calling you out of your past, and he's putting you on a process. But don't look back and begin to complain and say, "At the past was better. What's behind you was better." It's not better. And the other thing that the Israelites then say is they say, "There's no bread, there's no water." This is what impatience will do. When you are losing strength, when you've been praying but you don't see the answers, when you've been sacrificing but you don't see growth, when you've been committed but you're not seeing change, you will begin, do you know what will happen? Impatience and your strength and your faith will begin to have a struggle. Honest thing, and I'm speaking to you today because I know that this is what people go through. And when you are in that place, you'll be like the Israelites, and two things will happen. They said, "There's no bread, there's no water," and says, "And we detest their food." When you are losing strength and when you are getting impatient, what you're going to do is you are going to elevate the things you don't have, and you're going to look down on the things you do have. They were elevating the things they didn't have. They say, "We don't have water and we don't have bread. We don't have water and we don't have bread." You're going to be focusing on the things you don't have. You see, when you are losing patience, when you're losing strength, you will find yourself focusing on what you don't have. And I want to speak to your heart today and I want to say, don't focus on the things you don't have. Because when you are focusing on the things you don't have, you are going to be affecting your faith and you are affecting your hope. As a matter of fact, when you focus on what you don't have, you sound more like a non-believer than a believer. Let me say that again. When you are focusing on what you don't have, you sound like a non-believer and you don't sound like a believer. In the book of Matthew chapter 6 verse 31 to 32, it says, "Therefore, do not be anxious about anything, saying, 'What shall we eat? What shall we drink?'" Literally, this is directly speaking into what the Israelites were going through. They were saying, "We don't have water, we don't have food." In the book of Matthew, it says, Don't be anxious saying, what will you eat, what will you drink, or what you'll wear? For the Gentiles, for people who don't believe, seek these things. And you know your Father in heaven knows that you need these things. The Bible is saying that don't focus on what you don't have, because God knows what you need. I'm speaking to you, and I'm hoping that you're listening to me now. God knows what you need. God knows what you lack. And God is your provider. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. God knows your place of need. God knows your place of lack. God knows your place of weakness. Don't focus on what you don't have. Focus on your provider. I'm going to speak to your heart today. Don't focus on the things you don't have. Focus on the one who has all things. Focus on the provider, and don't focus on your lack. And the other thing that the Israelites said was that we hate the food that we have. We detest this food. What food are they talking about? In the book of Numbers 11, now we are reading in Numbers 21, but in the book of Numbers 11, the Bible literally tells us that God gave manna from heaven. There was literal food from heaven that they were given, and they began to look down on it. You see, when you lose strength, you will find yourself, like I said, you will lift up the things you don't have, and you will look down on the things you have. There will be literal things that God has given you, and you will start to look down on them. There will be literal people that God has given you. There'll be people in your life that God has given you, and you'll begin to say, ah, it's just my pastor. Ah, it's just my Christian friends. Ah, it's just my parents. Ah, it's just my school. Ah, those things are nothing. I'm looking for something that I don't have. Don't fall into the trap. Don't fall into the trap of impatience. I understand that it's difficult. I understand that you've been obedient. I understand that you've been patient. I understand that it is getting difficult for you. But never fall into the trap of elevating things you don't have and saying, I don't have this, I don't have this, I don't have this. You're focusing on what you don't have, and you begin to look down on what you do have, because what you have, what God has given you, are the things you should be focusing on. I want to speak to your heart today, and I want to tell you, begin to be more grateful. Begin to be more grateful. Begin to give thanks for what you do have. Change the story. Come on, change the story. Flip the script. And instead of focusing on what you don't have, I want to speak to you and say, focus on what you do have. Focus on the fact that you do have what you need, that you do have clothes on your back, that you do have certain opportunities, that there are things that God has given you. Focus on those things. Focus on those things. Now, I want to say three things in the process. You see, the Israelites wanted to go back. Like I said, there is the past, there is the process, and then there's the promise. Now, I want to say three things that you need to keep in mind, and three things you need to do in your process, because all of us are in a place of a process. If God has brought you out of the past, He is putting you straight into a process. Number one, they were thinking about Egypt. They forgot about the snakes, and this title of this message is Remember the Snakes. They were remembering the cakes of the past, but I want to tell you, you need to remember the snakes. So the Bible says that they were in this process, and they complained, and they said, why? We want to go back to Egypt. They would say, there's no food, there's no water here, there's no bread here, and we don't like the food that we're eating here. So what happens? In Numbers chapter 21, verse 6-7, it says, then the Lord sent fiery serpents, sent venomous serpents among the people, and they bit the people. So many Israelites died. Many Israelites died. So when the snakes came in, literally, this is what was already happening in Egypt. They were asking for the past, and God was giving them a taste of their past. Okay, if you want Egypt, if you want your past, it seems like you forgot what was going on in your past. It seems like you forgot the depression of your past. It seems like you forgot the way of thinking, the mentality of your past. So God allowed the snakes to come, and people died. And then the people said that we have sinned when we spoke against the Lord and when we spoke against you, Moses. It says, pray to the Lord that He may take away the serpents from us. So Moses prayed for the people. Now, this is what you must do in the process. Number one, you must look at it. So let's look at Numbers chapter 21, verse 8. It says, then the Lord said to Moses, make a snake and put it on a pole. Anyone who is bitten can look at it and live. Point number one is, when you are in the process, look at it. Look at it. You see, what happens is, in your life, you'll find yourself not wanting to look at the past. A lot of the times people say, I don't want to look at the things in the past. I don't want to look at the things that I've done in the past. I don't want to look at the old things. I want to focus on the future. I don't want to look at it. No, I want to speak to you today and say, you need to look at the things that hurt you. You need to look at the embarrassing things, the things that you're not proud of. Look at those things. Because if you do not look at them, you will forget them. You will forget the pain. You will forget what it did to you. You will forget how it hurt you, how it messed up your walk with God. You have to look at it. God says, you must, tells Moses, make a snake and anyone who looks at it will live. You have to take the time. I know it's uncomfortable. You have to take time and look at the uncomfortable places in your past. Look at them and analyze what happened. Point number one, in your process, as God is teaching you new things, as God is changing you, as God is making you a woman of God, as God is making you a man of God, as God is lifting you up, as God is teaching you things, you have to take time to look back at the snakes of your past and remember what happened. Number one, look at it. Don't just ignore what happened. Don't just say, I'm not going to look at those things. Look at the things that make you uncomfortable. Number one, look at it. Identify it. Number two is use bronze. Numbers chapter 21 verse 9, it says, so Moses made a bronze snake and put it on a pole. Then when anyone was bitten by a snake, and if they looked at the bronze snake, they lived. So what Moses does is he carves a snake out of bronze. Now, why does he use bronze? Number one is look at it. Number two is use bronze. Bronze is a metal that does not rust. Bronze is a metal that it doesn't rust. So it doesn't matter what weather it's in. It is not going to rust. It's not going to rust. It is going to remain what it is. Now, I say use bronze. When you look back at the things that hurt you, when you look at the things that once kept you in patterns of sin, you must use bronze. And what I'm saying by that is you must make sure that memory, you do not forget what happened in the past. Do not forget the pain of the things that happened in the past. Do not forget the way you used to think, who you were in the past. Some of you need to write it. You need to put it on a wall. You need to write it in your phone. You need to put it in a place that you will always remember, never back again. I'm not going back to being that person. That you're not going back to that type of friend group. That you're not going back to that way of thinking. Come on. You're not going to that way of behavior. You're not going back to that way of a lifestyle. Remember what it did to you. Use bronze so that the memory must not go away from you. Use bronze. Number one, look at it. Confront the uncomfortable situation. Number two is you must use bronze so that it must not rust. You must always be very clear about the pain. Always be very clear about how that thing affected your walk with God, how it affected your purity, how it affected your emotions. Be very clear about it so that you don't go back. In the process, look at the snakes. Number two, use bronze as a reminder. And number three is remember the snakes. Remember the snakes. Now I'm going to go a bit deeper when I'm saying remember the snakes. You see, what the Bible says is snakes came among the Israelites. Snakes came among the Israelites and they bit Israelite people and they died. Now listen, the point of death, the point of pain of the people was that people died. Mothers died. Fathers died. Children died because there were snakes among the people and the snakes bit people and people died. Death was the point of pain. Death was the point of pain. But listen, I'm not saying, God did not say, Moses, lift up a sign that says death. God didn't say lift up a sign that says snake bite. What God does is says lift up a snake. Why does God say lift up a snake? Why does God say lift up a snake? Because a snake is the reason for the death. Listen to me. the snakes were the reason for the death. And this is why this message is called Remember the Snakes. Don't just remember the death. Unfortunately, you can find yourself remembering just the pain, remembering just the sin, remembering just the brokenness, just the thing that hurt you. No, I am saying remember the snakes. God told Moses, lift up the snake. Don't just say death, don't just say snake bite, but the snake is the reason for the death. You have to remember the reason for the pain, the reason why you sinned, the reason why you were enslaved by certain addictions. The reason for it is what you have to remember. The book of Revelation chapter 2 verse 5, it says, remember therefore from where you have fallen, repent and do the works that you did at first. If not, I will come to you and remove the lampstand from its place unless you repent. Now, many people read this verse and they are focused on the falling. It says, remember therefore from where you have fallen. A lot of people use this verse and they say, oh, I have fallen, but you're missing the point of the verse. It says, remember therefore from where you have fallen. It's not about focusing on the fall. It's not about focusing on where something wrong happened. It's focusing from on where you were when you fell. Look, where were you when you sinned? Where were you when you began to lose your commitment? Where were you that caused you to fall? Where were you that caused you to sin? Where were you that caused the pain? You have to remember the cause of the pain. Remember the snakes. Remember the snakes. It is not just about the death, but it's to remember the snakes. Can someone say amen today? Can someone say amen today? I want to speak this message and I want to say, remember the snakes of the past. God is putting you in a promise, in a process. God moves you from your past and he puts you in a process. The process is going to take longer than you thought. The process is going to be more uncomfortable than you thought. The process is going to need from you more than you realize it's going to need from you. But when you are in the process and you cannot see the promise, don't look at your past and begin to say, I remember the cakes. Listen, those cakes have nothing compared on what God has for you in your future. The good things in your past have nothing on the blessing that are waiting for you in your future. So don't get caught up in the good of the past, on the smiles of the past, on the joy of the past, because those things are small things compared to what God has for you in the future. But in the time when you are looking back, remember the snakes. Remember what caused the pain. Remember it. Remember it. Not just the pain. Not just the sin. Remember what caused you to sin. And when you remember what caused the sin, remember what took you to that party. Remember what took you to the addiction. Don't just think about the addiction. Remember what took you to the addiction. Remember the snakes. Listen to me. Remember the snakes. Don't just think about the death that was caused. Remember the snakes. But another thing I want to say is not just remember the snakes because they brought pain, but also remember that the story, as I shared, when God called Moses and he said, what's in your hand? He said, there's a staff. He says, throw the staff down. And God used a snake to show his glory. So even if it was a bad situation that you went through, understand that the God you serve, understand that the God you serve, the one that you call King, the one who saved you, the one who forgave you, can use the most bad areas of your life and use them for his glory. Remember the snakes. Remember that even when you look back at the past and there are things that have harmed you, there are things that have hurt you, there are things that caused you to sin, caused you to be addicted to things, caused you to have depression, caused you to have trust issues, God can still use those things to bring miracles out of them and to bring a story of God's power out of them. So remember the snakes on both sides. Remember that the cause of your sin, and say that in your past, there were things that caused you to sin. And remember what they were and don't go back to them. Remember the type of people. Some people fall into the same sin because it's not that you are still with the same person that caused you to sin, but you're finding yourself around the same type of people. Some people will stop going to the place where you used to go, but you're still finding yourself in the same type of places. Some people, you're not listening to the same music you used to listen to, but you were listening to the same type of music. You're not thinking the same thoughts, you're thinking the same type of, but you must remember the snakes so you do not go back. Listen to me today. I'm speaking this message because I want to encourage you to stay in the process. Stay in the process. Do not desire the past. Do not desire what's behind you. Do not desire the things that God has said you must throw away, but desire the process. Desire the process, as hard as it may be, as long as you may be waiting. Desire the process because you know it is preparation for your promise. I want to say a prayer for you today to say, God, remind me of the snakes. Help me to remember the snakes of my past. Help me to remember the causing of my trust issues. Help me to remember the cause of some patterns of sin. Not just the sin I did, not just remembering the pain, but what caused it, guys. Listen to me. Remember the snakes. God said, lift up the snake and look at it. Look at the things that you used to do. Because if you forget the past, you're doomed to repeat it. The other thing I said is, number one, you must look at it. Look at it. Amen. Look at it, as uncomfortable as it is. Look at it. Number two, use bronze. Do things. Literally put things in your life that will make sure you will not forget. That it stays fresh in your mind to say you will never be that same person again. And number three is, remember the snakes. Don't just remember what you did. Don't just look at the pain. Don't just remember the pain and use bronze and use things to remember the memory stays clear about how it affected you, but also remember what caused it. Remember the snakes. Let's say a prayer today to say, God, help me remember the snakes. Help me to remember what caused the pain and what caused the sin, what caused the stronghold. You see these trust issues you have? What caused those trust issues? You see these addictions you have? What caused the addictions? Remember these things that are haunting you? What caused them? What took you there to the place of sin? Help me to remember them, God. We're going to say this prayer today. God, help me remember the snakes. Not just to remember the cakes, but help me remember the snakes. Let's say a prayer together. God, I come before you. Father, sometimes we forget where we used to be. We forget what caused the pain. We forget the types of places, types of people, types of music that caused us to sin, that took us to have a bad past and have a bad mentality. God, I pray today, help us to remember the snakes. Help us to remember what caused the pain. Not just the pain, God. Help us to remember what caused the pain today. I pray, my God, Holy Spirit, may this be a true reality in our hearts. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, we all said amen. Amen. Guys, I hope this message blessed you. I know it blessed me as I was speaking it. Remember the snakes. Look at the uncomfortable places in your life. Use bronze as a reminder. As a reminder, keep the memory fresh of what it did to you so you will never go back. And number three, don't just remember the pain. Remember the snakes, guys. Thank you so much for listening on Apple Podcast, on Spotify, on Google Podcast, on YouTube, also on Instagram Live. I say it all the time. I don't save the lives on Instagram because it's on YouTube, but also go on my bio on Instagram and you'll get the link for the podcast. Please, guys, if you haven't reviewed the podcast on Apple Podcast, please do that. Please share the links. It helps a lot, but also I believe it blesses other people, guys. Thank you so much. I love you. That's the joy. The J, my name, forgetting my name. That's the J Mokopo Podcast, signing out with love. Take care. Thank you so much for listening to the J Mokopo Podcast. Please make sure you subscribe and leave a review, and also share it with all your loved ones and even the haters. Okay, take care, guys.